The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, it's never easy to do one of these things, but I think we just have to do it.
What?
Oh, you forgot what we're doing? It's an intervention.
Oh, you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tiak, Aaron, you have 24 hours.
I'm hyped. Hold on. What are we doing?
You have 24 hours to watch not one, but two movies.
Oh.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to go crazy. I'll give you 48.
For 4 hours worth of movies? What?
Well, some of the hours were here.
Okay.
It's kind of a busy week.
We work a solid 4 hours every day, Erica. Wow.
Hey, there's like six.
Okay. Yeah. So Erica and I were like geeking as hard as two people can geek.
True, especially two people who don't usually geek together.
We don't. We're almost
you
never
guys
on the same page.
Do geek about the same subject though.
Which subject?
Kind of this one. The one that the movie's about.
Golf?
Oh, yeah. True. I didn't want to give it away just in case.
Oh. Well, here's the thing, and I will not give any spoiler alerts to the new Happy Gilmore movie, which came out last week.
Friday.
It's one of the like, in a world of I am so sick of Hollywood just making sequels to make sequels.
This was intentional. I will not give spoilers. The very beginning angered me beyond belief.
Why?
You know why?
What happens?
Yes!
That's so good!
It's so infuriating!
Is that about a woman?
It's so
yes.
Okay, I saw, because I've seen people react saying, right, like, this is the best sequel I've ever seen in my life, except for this one thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that one thing had to happen.
It had to happen. It didn't.
It's so good.
It didn't.
You guys,
there's no follow-up.
Okay. Can I just say this? Okay.
What movie are you talking
about?
We're geeking
about Happy Gilmore 2. And then I don't remember which one we got to first, but it was like
T-Hack.
Have you seen it yet? And he's like, to be honest, I've never seen the first one.
Right. And that was disappointing.
And I've never seen the first one. And I'm actually shocked you guys like it so much. All I've seen is that Happy Gilmore 2 is terrible.
Really?
That's all I've seen.
There is literally no human I know.
Have you looked at Rotten Tomatoes?
Is it big on Rotten Tomatoes?
It sounds like what I hate already.
Say what I
hate about the Super Bowl commercials, when it's like, we don't have to write a script or anything funny. Let's just get 100 famous people to be in it.
It's 65% on the tomato meter, 70 on the popcorn meter.
I don't believe
meter.
In it anyway. Here's the thing.
And that's, it's like, is it even good, or is it just like, oh, I know that guy. Oh, I know him. I know him. And you're like, you're not even paying attention to the movie.
Oh my God. I agree with you so wholeheartedly about Super Bowl commercials. They have come down to just like, who can you get? But then every once in a while, you get Post Malone, Peyton Manning, Shane Gillis, and you go, they did both. They got a bunch of celebrities, but it's kind of funny because they're at a barbecue and like, it's awesome.
Speaking of Post Malone.
Post Malone is in Happy Gilmore 2.
And
as DJ Oh My Garsh.
Like, it's all.
Are you kidding?
The cameos feel.
OM Garsh or something. It's so good.
The cameos feel like they were on purpose. This wasn't that famous person wants to do it. It was like Bad Bunny.
I love
hilarious.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is so good in this movie. You won't believe how
he's
good
so good
Bad Bunny
all the time.
And I don't even, I'm not like a Bad Bunny fan. I think that he thinks so highly of himself.
100%.
Like he thinks he's hot.
No.
But then in this movie, he's like, I'm going to make fun of myself.
Oh, God.
He does that all the time. Haven't you seen his carpool karaoke? He learned English by singing Ariana Grande or something. It's so, I love him.
He's
him
so badass in Bullet Train.
Yeah.
He's so badass.
He's in Bullet Train?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so badass in
everyone's in that movie.
There's a
That's why Slacker likes it.
There's a theme. It's all about that.
There's a theme.
No, that's not true.
You're just a celebrity chaser.
Oh my God. I could not. 303-222-5423. Pick a side right now. Is Hack, you're close right now.
To what, getting fired?
No, just me, him and I slap fighting. Like
with a celebrity judge.
Yeah. I am on your side, Hack, because I think all of the Super Bowl commercials are dumb when they just bring in celebrity after celebrity.
Just a question. Do you guys not like Joy?
They're not funny. They're not good.
Erica, I have never loved you the way I love you right now. Here's the thing. It's a movie about golf. And you're like, how do you make a movie about golf? Well, here's the thing. Professional golfers are not funny, and they're never going to be in this movie. There is no chance. And if you do, you're going to get like some weird offshoot, no name.
They crushed it.
Every single huge golfer from the beginning of golf till the number one golfer right now, Scottie Scheffler, they're all in this movie, and they are all so funny. Like,
Will
I watch
Zalatoris,
the movie again.
His role, I'm not going to say anything about it, but he like actually had to act.
But all you have said, just there's celebrities in it.
Yes.
And the one thing you've said about the plot, Erica said, I hated it.
No, just one thing.
Tons of famous
people.
But
she's wrong.
And there's golfers. They're also famous.
That thing needs to happen.
What did I say to you? At the beginning, I was pissed. And as it went on, I was more and more and more into it. And I actually really liked it. And that's probably because of all the celebrities.
It was when Travis Kelce showed up on screen. And you're like, I'm all in. I will never be out
on a Travis Kelce moment, especially, spoiler alert, when you get to see him half naked. Or full naked, actually.
There's a little bit of everything. Did you know his dad is there?
No.
His dad is in the scene in one of the Yellow Jackets
when they're all just eating dinner. Shut up.
No, his dad's not a celebrity.
That's really the bottom of the barrel.
His daughter in the movie.
Anyone's dad want to come in?
Is his daughter in real life. And then the other girl in the movie is his other daughter in real life.
His other daughter is somewhere else in there.
The third daughter is also in the movie.
No, that's his wife. No, his wife is the dance instructor.
There's a third daughter?
Yes, she's somewhere else in the movie.
There's a third Sandler girl?
Yes. Situation, it seems like.
They
Oh my God, I'm done with you.
Here's my final, I am going to spoil.
It's so hard to hate on a movie I haven't seen, but I'm trying my darndest. Sorry.
I just want to say this, and if you don't want to hear one tiny little spoiler.
Just literally turn down the volume for a second.
Just for like 14 seconds. Here we go. Picture this. Travis Kelce, shirtless, Bad Bunny, rubbing honey on him.
I've seen that video.
See the movie. That right there.
Only two Sandler girls. Don't know who
you're
talking about.
There's a third something. Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking of? It's Sandler's mom. Sandler's mom.
Is in the movie?
She's the mom of the big tall guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so Sandler's mom is in it as well.
Of course, yeah.
It's...
Hey,
she made it through all three rounds of casting.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.